我们今天要讲的信息是活出谦卑与恩典的生命。
Our message today is living a life of humility and grace.
我最近哈，弟兄姐妹，我最近特别有负担，要讲一些信仰中最基本的真理知识。
Recently, I have felt a particular burden, to share the most basic doctrinal knowledge.
因为这些我们极其熟悉的真理，就像我们早就知道的 A、B、C， 但是当人家问起来的时候，我们会回答的很肯定吗？还是我们回答的模模糊糊的，好像自己也没很有自信一样。
But these are the knowledge that are so familiar to us, it's like the ABCs. But when people, when they sometimes ask us about them, we often speak vaguely, as if that we don't have the confidence to share with them.
如果是这样子的话，我们就失去帮助人家认识神与明白真理的机会，而且呢，这也是我们自己生命成长的障碍，因为最基本的东西我们好像都没有很清楚啊。
If this is the case, then the problem not only takes away the opportunity to help others to know God, but also it becomes a problem for ourselves because it hinders our spiritual growth.
所以在今天的信息之间一开始，我要重述这个罪与饶恕的真理。
So today, I want to reiterate the truth about sin and forgiveness.
什么是罪？
What is sin?
在罗马书三章二十三节这边说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, it says, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
这是讲什么呢？是说我们每一个人，不管是在外表或行为看起来很好，挺好的，但在心思、言语、行为上都会有违背神的标准，就不能达到神的标准的地方。
What does it mean? It means that every person, no matter how good they appear to be on the outside, everyone violated God's standard in their thoughts, words, and actions.
所以罪不仅仅是指那些做错的事啊，同时也包括了我们没有活出神所要求的圣洁与爱。
So sin is not just doing wrong things; it also means not living out the holiness, and the love that God requires us.
就亏欠了神的荣耀是指什么呢？是指我们神原来照我们来反映出神的荣耀，但是呢，我们却活不出这种圣洁啦、良善啦这些美好。
And fall short of the glory of God. What does this mean? It means that when God created us, He intended for us to reveal His glory, but we could not live out His holiness, goodness, and beauty.
由于罪，我们无法达到他那完美的标准哈，无法靠自己的力量与神完全的和好。
So because of sin, we cannot reach His perfect standard, nor can we be reconciled to God by ourselves.
所以这短短的一节经文中是说，告诉我们没有一个人能够靠自己成义的。
So this verse, even though it's short, it reminds us that no one can become righteous on their own.
人人都需要耶稣基督所赐的恩典与救赎，才能被赦免，与神和好，并反映出他的荣耀。
Everyone needs the grace and redemption offered by Jesus Christ in order to be forgiven and reconciled to God, and then we can reveal His glory.
我常常说，神让我们认识他和明白真理是用人有限的言语文字。
I always say that God wants us to understand His truth through the limited language of human being.
所以当我们要明白 对神的认识，明白真理的时候，我们不能只单单的看那个字在这个世界上所代表的意思，而是要真正拿到圣经里面来看，在什么样的内容上下文里面来看这个字是怎么被使用，怎么被解释。
So sometimes when we think about a word, we cannot just think of the word in the meaning represented in the secular world. We need to bring that word into the Bible and within the context to understand what God is trying to tell us.
当然，了解当时的文化与文字是很重要的帮助。
And it is also helpful if we understand the culture and background back then.
但更重要的是看到在神圣经里神是怎么样的使用这些字。
But most importantly, we should look at how God used this word inside the Bible throughout.
在旧约里讲到这个罪呢，最常用的有三个字。
In the Old Testament, sin is a word, but usually we use three words to describe it.
最常用的是就 Hata 是讲说未中目标偏离了神的标准。
And the first is Hata. It means missing the mark, deviating from God's standard.
所以这是我们最常用的这观念。基督徒，我们这罪不是只是世上所说作奸犯科的罪，而是讲我们没有活出神要我们活出的标准。
This is what we use sin as Christian. It is not just of those things that we did wrong or in crimes, but it is that we didn't live out the standard of God. We missed His standard.
另外呢，就是 Pasha 这个字呢，就是讲我们所说对神的叛逆，或者是这种就是做不好的事啊，违背了真理的事。
The second word is pasha. It means rebellion against God.
那另外还有一个字呢 ，awam， 就是用来说我们内心扭曲了，而且是甚至形容罪的带来的后果对我们的影响。
The last one is awam. Here it means the distortion of heart and the burden of sin.
那这是在旧约希伯来文用的字。
These are the Hebrew words in the Old Testament.
那到了新约，我们是用的是希腊文写的圣经。
In the New Testament, we use the Greek Bible.
同样有三个字跟旧约的这个字来刚好来 match 啊，来一起相连。
And there are three Greek words that are matching the Hebrew words.
第一个就是 amatia. Amatia.
The first one is amatia.
那这个字其实就像我们刚刚念的罗马书23:23那边讲到，世人都犯了罪，就是讲的我们都没有达到神的标准，就是射箭啊，这个字在希腊射箭呢，你没有射到那个靶心。
So this is the word that was used in what we just read in Romans chapter 3 verse 23. What it means here is that missing the target. It's just like that when you are in archery, when you are playing in an ancient archery, it describes an arrow that is missing the bullseye.
Yeah. 所以旧约新约是一致的。讲到世人的罪，最主要是讲到我们什么？我们没有活出神的标准，没有彰显神的荣耀。
So this is consistent between Old Testament and New Testament, where when we refer to sin, they both refer to that we did not live out God's glory.
所以当我们传福音的时候就不难传了。
So,This makes it easier for us to spread the gospel.
没有一个人，哪怕他在人的道德标准上再好，当他自己反省自己，没有一个人敢说他活得完美，他活的是完完全全的圣洁，完完全全的美好，完完全全不只是 不该做的事不做，甚至许多该时候的事他都做了。
No one has lived perfectly according to God's standard, even though he might be living very, very well according to human beings' standard. For example, no one can claim that he, not only he didn't do anything wrong, but that everything that he is supposed to do, that he did them completely correctly.So, no one can claim that he is perfectly holy or good with respect to God's standard.
那第二个字呢，叫 parabasis。这个字呢，其实也就是跟刚旧约的第二个是个违背的意思，超越了规矩的意思。
The second word is parabasis. Here it means violate or cross the line.
在罗马书五章十四节在那边讲到亚当犯罪，那时候就是违背了神，不能吃禁果嘛。那个字就是在用的是这个字。
In Roman chapter 5 verse 14, it mentioned Adam have sinned. There, this word was used.
那第三个呢，就是讲，就是。不法哈，做恶的事，这是哈 ，anomia， anomia 这个字呢，就是在罗马书啊，马太福音七章二十三节那边，耶稣说你们这些作恶的人哈，就是说做坏事的人。
The last word is anomia. It means lawless or illegal. This word was used in Matthew chapter 3.Chapter 7, verse 23, it refers to those people who are doing the wrong things or who are criminals.
所以我们从圣经就了解，我们基督徒讲的罪哈，不只是世人讲的这个违背啦、做恶事啦，更主要的在每一个人都有不完全，都犯了罪，是讲我们没有活出神要我们活出的美好。
So as Christians, we should understand sin as not just doing the wrong things, but it means that none of us has lived the beauty or the goodness that God requires us to live up.
包括我们这个已经信主的蒙恩得救的时代
including our believers who have been saved.
哪怕我们有圣灵的同在，但我们没有随时随刻顺从圣灵活出我们的美好意义。
Even though we have the Holy Spirit with us, but we did not live out, we did not obey the Holy Spirit minute by minute, so we couldn't live out the what God requires us.
所以我们每天都当来到神的面前认罪悔改，求神洁净，让我们重新的被他塑造，重新的在更好的我，更好的新生命展现出来。
That's why we need to come to God every day to repent, so that we can have the chance to be rebuilt, and we can then be able to reveal the beautiful life in us.
所以我们需要神的饶恕。
This is why we need God's forgiveness.
不只是在信主的时候我们认罪悔改那一次的洗净。而是我们不断的要在神的面前蒙他的恩典，蒙他的饶恕。
It is not just the one time when we became believers that God forgave us. We need His forgiveness, constantly. We need His grace constantly.
那我刚刚讲了，我们要讲罪跟饶恕这两个最基本的真理哈。
So we just talked about that. We are going to talk about sin and forgiveness, both of them.
那既然我们都知道我们都有罪，世人都有罪，我们需要饶恕。但饶恕呢？圣经是提醒我们啊，是我们神的儿女生命中不可缺少的这个操练。
So we all know that we all have sinned, and all of us need forgiveness. So for forgiveness.The Bible reminded us that it is an essential practice for all God's children.
饶恕是我们福音的核心。
It is the very heart of the gospel.
因为耶稣在十字架上为你我献上了完全的祭，来赦免我们罪，使我们能得新生命。
On the cross, Jesus, out of love for us, he forgave our sins and gave us a new life by dying on the cross.
我们既蒙受那么大的恩典，就没有理由抓住我们的家人、我们的朋友，对我们的紧紧抓着人家的一点的亏欠而不放。我们也应该效法神，我们蒙了大恩，得了饶恕，我们也应该去饶恕别人。
Since we have received such great grace, there's no reason for us to hold on, to the sins of others. We've received this grace from God, and we should also give this grace to others.
饶恕并不是否认伤害或是放纵罪恶。
Forgiveness doesn't deny hurt or condone sin.
这饶恕其实是我们把审判权交给神，选择不再在这个因着这些伤害在被这个苦毒捆绑中。
Rather, it is surrendering judgment to God and choosing not to be bound by bitterness.
真正的饶恕是带给你自由的。
True forgiveness brings freedom.
是让我们从不快的、不满、这个仇恨、这种要报复的重担中得释放。
Releasing us from the burden of hatred and revenge.
所以呢？当我们饶恕的时候，神的爱就透过我们流露出来，建立关系，带来医治与和好。
When we forgive, God's love flows through us, helping us build relationships and bring healing and reconciliation.
饶恕是需要不断的操练，是依靠圣灵帮助的。
Forgiveness requires constant practice, and it needs the help from the Holy Spirit.
所以是我们常常的、每天的来到十字架前、来到施恩宝座前，看到自己的何等的需要神的饶恕，才有力量去赦免别人呢。
So we must constantly return to the cross and remind ourselves how much we needed.God's forgiveness, so that we can have the strength to forgive others.
所以今天呢，我们要更进一步来思想，当我们认识罪，真正明白与经历神的饶恕，领受了神的恩典之后，我们的生命应当如何活出谦卑与恩典来？
So today we will think a bit further. After we recognize our sins.And truly understand and experience God's forgiveness and receive God's grace, how should we live out humility and grace in our lives?
我们讲到我们要活出这个谦卑的恩典，最重要的是我们要先明白这个罪与饶恕到底是的真理是什么。
So we must understand the truth about sin and forgiveness.
因为我们如果活出了谦卑与恩典呢，这个时候就会让我们不管我们教会、我们自己的家，都彼此会扶持，在家中彼此包容，而且呢，我们会在世界中做神美好的见证。
Living out the life of humility and grace helps us support each other in our families, in our church, and helps us to become a good.Testimony in this world.
首先我们来看谦卑是持续饶恕的根基。
First, humility is the foundation of lasting forgiveness.
谦卑是饶恕的根基，恩典是关系恢复的桥梁。
Humility is the foundation of forgiveness, and grace is the bridge to relationship restoration.
所以我们不只是被呼召去饶恕更要被呼召去活出像耶稣一样的恩典的生命。
We're not only called to forgive, but also to live a life like Jesus.
在腓立比书二章三到八节这样子，我先念中文，然后再念英文哈。来，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，却不坚持自己与神同等的地位，反倒虚己，取了仆人的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样式，既有自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
In Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 to 8, it says, Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God,did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross.
所以保罗在这边呼吁教会效法基督的态度，不是
So Paul here, he calls on the church to emulate Jesus' attitude.
不是去争夺权力，而是彼此看重，甘愿谦卑服侍。
Not to fight for power, but to value one another and willingly serve in humility.
耶稣的谦卑是他主动的选择放下荣耀，进入人类的痛苦。甚至为罪人舍命。
Jesus' humility was that he actively chose to put aside his glory, to enter into human sufferings, and even to die for sinners.
这不是软弱，而是爱的力量。
This was not weakness, but the power of love.
若要效法基督，我们就必须学习放下自己，选择饶恕。选择服侍，选择追求和好。
If we were to imitate Jesus, we must learn to put ourselves aside, choosing to forgive, serve, and pursue reconciliation.
骄傲像是在拆毁桥梁上的木板哈，使人之间隔绝；谦卑却像一根一根的木板重新的铺上去哈，使这个能够再度的相连。
Pride is like tearing down the planks of a bridge, separating us from each other. But humility, on the other hand, is like rebuilding the bridge one plank at a time, connecting us again.
当我们谦卑的相待，饶恕就不再是只是口头上。而是会成为一座使人同行的生命桥梁。
When we treat each other with humility, forgiveness becomes more than just a word. It becomes a bridge of life that allows others and us to walk together.
第二，我们要来讲的恩典造就了和平跟恢复。
The second is grace.Makes room for healing and peace.
我感谢神，是我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹一起来建立这属灵的家。
I'm thankful to God for giving us dear brothers and sisters to build this spiritual home together.
在这教会的群体，这属灵的大家庭中，我们因为个性不同啦，年纪不同啦，文化背景不同啦。甚至政治立场不同了，看事情的角度也不同，思想的逻辑也不同，个人喜爱也不同，感情表达的方式也不同。
We in this large spiritual family, we have differences in many things. For example, differences in personalities, in age, in cultural background, in political stance, in perspectives that we take to look at things, in logic of thinking, and in personal preferences, as well as in ways of communication.
所以我们彼此之间啊，难免会有误会，难免会有冲突、伤害，或者是不公平啊，你觉得人家不是对的方式来对待你。
So it is inevitable that we would encounter misunderstandings, conflicts, even hurt or what you feel might be injustice or unfairness.
在哥罗西书的三章十二到十四节这样说，所以你们既是神所拣选的圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦卑、温柔、忍耐的心。若有人与人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。在这一切上要存着爱心，因为爱是联络全德的。
In Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14, it says, Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And overall, these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
你看我这边特别 highlight 了有人与人有嫌隙哈。
Here, I highlighted as a grievance against someone.
那这个嫌隙是什么呢？
And what does that mean?
嫌隙就是说你心里对某人有怨言，有不满。
It means that sometimes you would not be happy with someone. You may want to complain someone.
这个嫌隙不限于说因为他做了很坏的事在你身上了，这包括了你其实心里就是嫌人家哈，你不满人家，你有埋怨了，你委屈了，甚至有苦读了。
It doesn't mean that he did something egregiously wrong to you. It could be that you are not comfortable with him.Or you have a complaint, or you feel maybe sometimes hurt or bitterness.
保罗并没有说基督徒之间永远不会有怨埋怨啊，而是说要彼此包容啊。
Paul never told us that Christians should not have any grievance against each other. He told us to forgive.
就我们要忍耐对方的软弱与缺点。
He taught us to be acceptable to other people's weaknesses.
让我们彼此饶恕，是说把心里的那怨恨放下，不要紧紧抓住对方的错，像基督饶恕我们一样。
He taught us to put aside the wrongdoings from other people, put aside our bitterness.Not hold on to what you think they did wrong, just like how Jesus forgave us.
这有嫌隙就是说，当某人，你觉得哈，你对某人好了哈，你对某人你有了怨言或不满哈，或者你就是觉得呢自己被冒犯，受伤害了，或被亏待了。
So having grievance means that.You're not happy with someone, or you feel that you're offended, or you're hurt, something that you're not happy about.
那你心里就会存着这个不满啊，就是老是就是心里在控告他了哈，
Then you would have this unhappiness or even bitterness in your heart, and you would be accusing him in your heart.
圣经这边告诉我们，不要这样子，不要心里面的怀个怨哈，就变成了苦读啊。
So the Bible is teaching us that don't do that. Because when you hold on to those grudges, then it becomes bitterness in the end.
要选择饶恕。
We should choose to forgive.
我们常常讲，在教会里面我们学到的真理，不只是在教会里面生活基督徒，我们把真理带进我们的家庭，带进我们的工作场所，带进我们生活周遭的环境里面。
We always say that the truth that you learn in church should not be just, you should not just practice those truths in the church. You should bring them into your family, into your workplace, into your life.
你对你的配偶是不是也有埋怨呢？
Do you have a complaint against your spouse?
因为他的个性，因为他在某方面的缺点。
Maybe because of that person's personality, or maybe because of their weaknesses.
这么多年来，他在某些方面老是惹了你不高兴。
And over all these years, they always make you uncomfortable in some aspects.
你愿意选择饶恕吗？
Do you want to choose to forgive?
甚至我们对我们的孩子，或者我们对我们的父母。
What about our children or to our parents?
有嫌隙吗？
Do we have complaints against them?
你老是嫌他吗？
Do you have a grievance against them?
神要我们与神和好，与人和好。
God wants us to be reconciled with Him and with others.
这时候我们不是不分辨对错，而是这时候是用我们的爱来接纳。
This is not saying that we should not distinguish between right and wrong. This is saying that we should accept in love.
神呼召我们穿上属灵的新衣。
God called us to clothe ourselves with the new spiritual code.
这就是有怜悯，有恩慈，有谦卑，有温柔，有忍耐。
Which is, which has compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
并且就是用爱心把它完全联络的。
And over all these virtues, put on love.
你想象就像一件衣服哈，有上面是。爱如同衣服里面的里子哈，把它涂在一起了哈。
It's like when you have a new coat, love is the inner layer that binds everything together.
我们需要神的爱来充满我们。
We need God's love to fill us.
我们需要神的爱来充满我们，好活出这些美好生命应该彰显的美德。
So that we can live out all these beautiful virtues.
饶恕不是一次的情绪上，而是每日的操练了。
Forgiveness is not a moment, a momentary emotion. It is a daily practice.
是以神饶恕我们的方式来饶恕人。
It is to forgive others the same way God forgives us.
就是我们不配神饶恕我们，我们也不是因为那人好了我们饶恕他。而是在恩典里面，我们愿意接纳他。
We are not good enough to deserve God's forgiveness. Same way, we are not forgiving others because they deserve it. It is because we want to accept them in grace.
我们要彼此相爱，我们要互相包容。
We should love each other and we should accept each other.
饶恕带来释放。
Forgiveness brings freedom.
但只有恩典才能恢复关系。
But only grace can restore relationships.
我们常常看人不快乐、不高兴哈。
Sometimes we see people are not happy.
就是他心里常想到不高兴的人嘛。
Because he always think about people that makes him unhappy.
所以当我们在神的爱里面领受了这样大的恩典，我们也愿意效法神来宽赦别人的时候，我们就得释放了。
And so, when we receive the grace of forgiveness from God and we're willing to apply this grace to others, then we can be freed.
饶恕是赦免别人的过犯，不再追究他的错误或者他任何的不好哈。
Forgiveness is pardoning other people's transgression and no longer holding them accountable for their mistakes or debts.
那恩典是白白的恩惠，将不配得的好处祝福给别人。
Grace is unmerited favor, giving undeserved benefits and blessings to others.
饶恕是你如何来处理这个罪的这个债务哈，但恩典则是进一步的赐下祝福。
Forgiveness takes care of the debt of sin, but grace goes further and grants blessings.
饶恕解决了过去的伤害与罪债，使关系不再被罪所隔绝。
Forgiveness resolves past hurts or debts, freeing relationships from barriers of sin.
但恩典带来现在与未来的丰盛，使关系得以重建并且成长。
Grace brings abundance to the present and the future, allowing relationships to be rebuilt and grow.
饶恕是拿走这些障碍，恩典却开启了新的可能。
Forgiveness removes obstacles, but grace opens up new possibilities.
爱我们的神就有最好的榜样哈。
Our God who loves us is the best example.
神不仅赦免了我们的罪，而且给我们他儿子的身份，给我们这新生命，而且愿意与我们随时随刻的同在。
Not only does our God forgive our sins, but He also gives us sonship and a new life and.Also, he wants to be with us all the time.
我几乎每天都想到我们建立这教会，这个取这个名字真是好。
I always think about the good choice I made of naming our church.
我们是有神同在的人。
We are people with God's presence.
有神同在的教会，以马内利教会是神同在的教会。
Our name is Emmanuel. That means that our church has God with us.
我们是不是也愿意把心中的不满除掉，而愿意与人和好、与人相合呢？
Do we want to remove the unhappiness from our heart so that we can reconcile with people?
我们在第三来讲。圣经的教导与耶稣的榜样。
And third, we want to talk about the teachings of the Bible and the examples of Jesus.
在弥迦书这边六章八节说：“世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。”
In Micah chapter 6, verse 8, it says, "He has shown you."O mortal, what is good? And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
神不是在乎我们外表的宗教的一些行为，而是更看重我们的内心的品格与我们美好的生命的行动的彰显。
God is not concerned with rituals or outward religious behavior.But he looks for inner characters and actions.
这边我们可以看到三方面，一个公义，一个怜悯，一个谦卑。
Here we can see three elements. We can see justice, mercy, and humility.
这是我们要活出饶恕与恩典的生活的一个三个最重要的一个元素和根基吧。
These are the important three elements that we, for us to live for a Christian life of forgiveness and grace.
首先是公义，是我们要分清对错，你不要错的，你没有错，你怎么饶恕哈？人家的错你饶恕哈？所以其实我今天 不讲那么多哈，这是最重要，对错要先讲清楚。
So the first is justice, meaning that we should distinguish right from wrong. Because if other people didn't do anything wrong to you, there's no need to forgive them.
饶恕跟恩典从来不是不分辨对错。
And forgiveness and grace, neither of those tells us that we don't have to distinguish from right or wrong.
那是我们谦卑的在神的面前，知道自己错，而认罪悔改，你受得住。赦免，我们也愿意在神的恩典里面，神的爱里面去饶恕别人对我们的错。
It means that when we receive the grace of forgiveness from God, we would want to apply the same to others.
就如同我们没有来认罪悔改，神虽然愿意赦免我们，我们其实不得赦免的。
Just like when we are not repenting, when we didn't repent, even though God has the will to forgive us, we don't get that forgiveness.
但是神愿意的心是在我们认罪悔改之前哦。
But God's willingness to forgive us is before our action of repentance.
所以同样的，当我们对人的时候，也不是我们的对错不分，我们就赦免人家，人家没认错，你认识啊，而是心里愿意交托给神，愿意不被这个他的恶来捆绑自己。
So when we forgive others, it is the same thing that we have the willingness to forgive them. It doesn't mean that we don't know right or wrong. It doesn't mean that we just blind of what he did. It means that we want to submit the judgment to God and be willing to be released from this burden.
在雅各书四章六节这边说，但他赐更多的恩典，所以经上说，神抵挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
In James 4:6 it says, but he gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble.
神乐意加添恩典，但这恩典不是给那自以为意。而是给那些承认自己有限，愿意在神面前谦卑顺服的人。
God is willing to extend grace, but not to the self-righteous. Rather, extend to those who acknowledge their limitations and who are willing to humble themselves before the Lord.
骄傲使我们远离神。
Pride distances us from God.
谦卑则使我们与神更亲近。
While humility draws us closer to God.
谦卑不是自我贬低哈，而是认识自己，来依靠神，愿意服侍他人。
Humility is not self-deprecation, but self-awareness. It is an attitude of depending on God and a willingness to serve others.
这是一个更像主耶稣的生命哈。
This is precisely what it means to live a life like more like Jesus.
效法耶稣不是模仿外在的行为，而是进入他的心里，放下自己，服侍他人，信靠天父的安排。
And imitating Jesus isn't about copying his behavior, but about entering into his heart. Putting ourselves aside, serving others, and trusting in our Heavenly Father's will.
当我们不急的在保护自己哈，而是愿意失去一些什么呢？表面的尊严，失去一些我们的价值哈，身价，我们的面子哈，这就是谦卑。
When we stop trying to defend ourselves and are willing to sacrifice something such as superficial dignity, superficial words or our face, then that's humility.
那我们都知道耶稣替门徒洗脚哈，不是因他低微，而是因为他尊贵。真正的谦卑是什么呢？是我们从神那边领受的尊贵的身份来服侍人。
So we all know the example of Jesus washing the disciples' feet. Here, he washes their feet not because he was low in status, but because he was noble. So true humility comes from our services based on, based on the noble status from our Lord Jesus.
最后我们讲那个建立谦卑与恩典的文化。
And last, we talk about build a culture of humility and grace.
我们在家中哈，在教会中啊，因为彼此最熟悉了哈，我们往往最容易忽略了谦卑与恩典。
In our families and in our church, because we are very familiar with each other, we often neglect humility and grace.
是啊，我们跟外人，我们都更会所谓的节制、自制啊 ，self control。我们对家人有时候就哇，就活出我们不好的一面啊。
It's easier for us to have self control, to strangers, but when we get home, we normally wouldn't control ourselves that well.
爱是不计算人的恶，我们常常就是这么多年了，你一直哈被的他的个性的巴着的我们哈，我们就嫌弃人家。
Sometimes we count how many times people did wrong to us.
正因为这样子，我们需要主的提醒啊。
Because we always make these kind of mistakes, we always need to be reminded by our Lord.
我们对每一位弟兄姊妹。对我们的家人哈，我们都愿意谦卑的来聆听，温柔的来回应。
We should be reminded so that we are willing to listen humbly and to respond gently.
这样子，我们的教会，我们的家就会成为医治与接纳的地方。
And then our church and families can become a place of healing and acceptance.
谦卑不是压抑自己，而是愿意先怎么样看重别人。
Humility is not about suppressing yourself, but about being willing to value others first.
恩典不是纵容错误哦，而是在失望中仍然选择给予机会。
And grace is not about tolerating mistakes, but about choosing, to give opportunities, even in disappointment.
如果我们教会有这样子的文化被建立哈，爱就成为就像我们的空气，我们的随时要吸引的都是这个呼吸进来的都是爱哈，有分享出来也都是爱哈。
When such a culture is established in a church, then love can be breathed.And share naturally, just like air.
谦卑又好像一面镜子啊，让我们看见自己需要神的怜悯。
Humility is also like a mirror, that allows us to see our needs for God's mercy.
那恩典却像一扇门啊，打开而且邀请对方重新进入关系。
And grace is like a door.That opens and invites the other person back into the relationship.
如果这镜子打破了，我们没有来到神的面前啊，我们就很容易自义，都是认为自己是对的，然后我们很容易就论断别人。
If the mirror is broken, that means that we cannot come, that we don't come to God often, then people are prone to be self-righteous or judgmental.They always think they're right.
如果我们把门关上了呢，关系就会停止在那冷漠中。
If we close the door, then our relationships will remain cold.
所以当谦卑与恩典同在的时候呢，我们就常常在镜子里面我们反省自己，我们也门也因爱而再次打开。
So.When humility and grace coexist, the mirror allows us to reflect on ourselves, and the door is reopened by love.
我好希望我们在教会听到的这些真理，我们真的行在我们当中，真的回家行在我们的家人中，好不好？
I really hope that the truth that we learn in the church can be brought back to your home.
饶恕是放下，谦卑是低下， 恩典是伸出。
Forgiveness is to, in forgiveness we let go. In humility we bow low. In grace we reach out.
这些不是一次性的行动，而是我们每天的选择的。
These are not one-time actions, but daily choices.
当我们一同实践时，就能够呈现出主耶稣的荣美。
When we practice them together, then we can reveal our Lord Jesus Christ's beauty.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们不只学习耶稣的饶恕，也学习他谦卑与恩典，每一天都活得更像主耶稣基督的生命来彰显。
Dear brothers and sisters, let us not only learn from Jesus' forgiveness, but also learn from his humility and grace and live a life more like him.
饶恕是起点，谦卑与恩典是这个旅程，而终点是更像耶稣。
Forgiveness is the starting point. Humility and grace are part of the journey, and the destination is to be more like Jesus.
我们等一下会一起来领圣餐哈。
In a while, we will have the Holy Communion.
这不是只是仪式啊，而是立约，我们立志要来更像耶稣。
This is not just a ceremony. This is a covenant, our commitment to be more like Jesus.
愿我们在领受主的圣灵与宝血时，不只是纪念他的新生牺牲，而更是心里说：主啊，我愿意谦卑自己，活出你的恩典与怜悯。
May we not only remember the Lord's sacrifice when we receive His body and blood, but also say in our hearts, Lord, I'm willing to humble myself and live out Your grace and mercy.
我们每次圣餐呢，都会读这段经文哈。我们今天every time we are doing the Holy Communion, we will read this Bible verse. Today we go to read in Chinese. 我们用中文来读一次。主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了就擘开，说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。”所以无任何人不按人吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。人应当自己醒察，然后吃这饼喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分别是自己身，就是吃喝自己的罪。所以等一下我们领圣餐的时候，你已经受洗的基督徒，欢迎你来。如果你还没有信主，还没有受洗的，我们请你就巴不得你早日信主，跟我们一起来在圣餐礼上来纪念主。
So when we partake in the Holy Communion, please come forward for those who have already been baptized as Christians. But for those who are not, please do not partake in the Holy Communion today. But it is our desire that you could do it in the future with us when you become a believer.
让我们再来一起做祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父上帝，感谢你借着饶恕的真理医治我们受伤的心灵。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for healing our wounded hearts through the truth of forgiveness.
今天你再次呼召我们进入更深的门徒生命，活出谦卑与恩典。
Today you call us again.Into a deeper life of discipleship, one of humility and grace.
主啊，我们承认我们有时仍在争论，仍在坚持自我，但你却放下尊荣为我们舍身。愿我们今天也能放下自己的骄傲，卸下防备，去效法你那无条件的爱，去选择谦卑的饶恕，温柔的服侍。
Lord, we admit.That sometimes we still argue with others or insist on our own ways, but you put aside your glory and gave your life for us. May we also put aside our pride and defenses today and imitate your unconditional love, choosing to humbly forgive and gently serve.
主耶稣，当我们一会儿就要来领圣餐时，愿我们纪念的不只是十架上的牺牲，更是立志要更像你。
Lord Jesus, when we receive the Holy Communion in a few minutes, may we remember the sacrifice of the cross. More importantly, may we have the resolution to become more like you.
愿你的身体成为我们行善的力量，愿你的宝血洗净我们的罪与骄傲。
May your body be our strength to do good deeds, and may your blood cleanse us from sin and pride.
求圣灵充满我们，使我们在主你合一，在爱中前行，在世上活出你的荣美。
May the Holy Spirit fill us, unite us in the Lord, so we can walk in love and live out your glory in the world.
我们再次感谢你，借着耶稣基督的宝血洗净我们的罪。
Lord, we thank you again for cleansing us by the blood of Jesus.
也求你洁净这代表你的身体的饼与代表你宝血的杯。
May you sanctify the bread that represents your body and the cup that represents your blood.
愿我们人与物都在你面前得到洁净。
May all of us be sanctified in front of you.
祝福我们下面的时间。
Bless our time.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. And let us pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this bread that represents your body that was broken for us. Lord, that night you showed us immense humility and grace and mercy by dying on the cross for our sins, Lord. It is our place to be up there, but you took that place for us. And now we are invited to your table. May we not take this for granted, but constantly remember your love so we may show that same love to others. Lord, we thank you and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Would you please stand with me? Please sing a song. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, please be seated. 感谢赞美主，我打算走。